the five intuitions of God. And I want to make this clear. We're on part two of secrets on hearing the voice of God. Secrets on hearing the voice of God. You know, last week we spoke on sensations. I think we went in about five sensations of the Holy Spirit. Tonight we're getting into five intuitions of the Spirit of God. And I want to make this clear. Last week was the sensations. This week is intuitions. It's also a type of sensation. It's not yet voices. It's not yet voices. Very important. It's not yet voices. A voice is a different aspect when it comes to hearing the voice of God. I'm now simply speaking about sensations. I'm speaking about intuitions of the Spirit of God, and we get into the scripture. Now, last week was a bit long. This week is not going to be so long. I want you to stay connected. How many of you have something to write down or take notes from? There is absolutely no way you're going to remember this message just by watching it. You're not going to remember it. You can come back and refer back to it on our YouTube channel and so on, where it'll be stored. Note app on my phone, awesome. I don't see the link on Facebook. Is that the partnership link, Armida? They're going to send it there to you. Right now, they'll reply to your comment. So the five intuitions, I want to make clear, this is not the voice of the Holy Spirit per se, as much as it is intuitions, sensations. Last week, we got into the sensations. Why did I call it a sensation? Because you will feel a heat. You'll feel a coldness. You'll feel a slapping, if I can say it like that. But it is sensations of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, we're getting into intuitions. What you're going to feel when you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit like we are doing today is an intuition. Remember, the voice of God is birthed in the intuition of man. I'm going to say it again. The voice of God is birthed within the intuition of man. So that you have the spirit, you have the soul, and you have the body. The spirit consists of intuition, communion, and fellowship. Is that right? I just don't want to miss it right now. Is it fellowship? I always make a mistake with it. It's intuition, communion, and fellowship. Yes. The soul consists of will, emotions, and intellect. Yes. Will, emotions, intellect. The spirit consists of intuition, fellowship, and communion. The voice of God is located in the intuition, which is activated by the communion of the Trinity, the Spirit of God. Is it fellowship? I just want to make sure. Is it? Okay. And then with fellowship, it takes it. So your spirit requires both fellowship, communion, to get the voice of God out of the intuition part of your spirit. What is that intuition? It's the part that says, you're going to knock, there's a glass on the table, you're going to knock that glass over, be careful. And then you know you heard it, but you ignored it, and then you knock that glass over. What was happening? It was intuition. So when you have the ability to tap intuition, because the voice, the consciousness of God is locked up in your intuition, it is now about bringing it out of that intuition into a place of communion, through communion into a place of fellowship, and then it gets into your soul, which is your will, intellect, emotions. Once it gets into your soul, will, intellect, emotions, it then gets into your body where it can get released out. But that is secrets when it comes to secrets of hearing the voice of God. So let's get into five intuitions. I want to read to you, as I said, I'm not talking about an inward voice, but I'm speaking about an inward witness. Let me say it again. I'm not speaking only about an inward voice per se. I'm speaking about an inward witness, a sensation, an intuition that then has to be interpreted into the linguistic. So God would speak with a sensation. God would speak with an intuition. God would speak with an image. God would speak with a feeling. And then it requires his believers and his prophets to interpret his voice and put the linguistic upon it. While we're on this right now, guys, do me one more favor on YouTube. In this broadcast, on this recording, do me a, when I say recording, I'm live right now, but it's being recorded for later on. Click the subscribe button, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you enjoy our content. Click the thumbs up button, but more importantly, click the notification bell. As you're clicking the notification bell, click it again, or there's a drop-down menu, select all videos on the notification bell. Very important, so you can be notified of all our content. We don't post junk or advertising or stuff like that on our YouTube channel. We simply put full content that is beneficial, valuable for you, and it's when I go live and so on. So click the subscribe button, click the thumbs up. I want everybody right now to like this broadcast, click the thumbs up button, and then the notification bell, and select all videos. Thank you so much. Let me know quickly in the comments, as we're getting into the verse, let me know in the comments how many of you have selected on YouTube all videos. You could just have to put a fire. As a fire, if you have selected all videos on the notification bell, I'd really appreciate that. And I want us to get into this message. Remember, I can see all your comments here. I want us to get into this message. 1 John chapter number 2 verse 7. So remember, I'm speaking about the five intuitions of the Spirit of God. Thank you so much for all those who are putting their fire down. Five intuitions of the Spirit of God. I'm not speaking of the voice of God. I'm speaking about the intuitions, the sensations, the feelings, the images, the imagery, the feeling, the sensation, the prompting, the leading, the inner witness that God speaks by with us. And then we have to interpret that and change it and put the linguistic on it. And that is how prophets operate. So thank you so much for all those fiery icons, for those who have said that they selected all videos. I really appreciate your commitment. Thank you so much. I see all the names: Tammy, Bianca, Yumari, Wesley, Yolanda, Terry, Johanna. Thank you so much. Taryn, Faith Miller, Elsie, Sonalda, Brandon, Liz, Tanya. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So the intuitions of the Spirit of God. Thank you so much for all the fire icons. I see every name. Intuitions of the Spirit of God. 1 John chapter number 2, verse 7. 1 John chapter number 2, verse 7. But the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you, as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. I'm going to use that as a foundational scripture regarding the inward witness, the inward intuition. In no way does this verse mean that we do not need teachers. If it meant that, God would contradict himself when it comes to the book of Ephesians, where he says we have the fivefold, which is apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. We have teachers in the body of Christ. We have the fivefold giftings to bring prosperity to the body of Christ, to teach the body of Christ, to bring unity, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So in no way does this verse ever replace that anybody must teach you. John was teaching this verse to explain, speaking about a region where there was a lot of false teachers or even no teachers. And he said, listen here, because you don't have many teachers around you, or you have a lot of false teachers, you still have the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you to teach you. And he was explaining this to the believers in 1 John chapter number 2, verse 7. It's very important to take that into context. But John is speaking here about an anointing that is within, an inward witness. An anointing that is within, an inward witness, which ties back to the Old Testament Urim and Thummim. Urim and Thummim. Remember, I spoke last week and I made mention that the Urim and Thummim was two stones which was used in the consulting with God, if I can say it like that. This, I almost want to say the summoning without using the witchcraft word summoning, but it was used in this consulting together with the ephod. So the Urim and the Thummim would be placed behind the ephod. The ephod would be carried by the high priest or the priest. Carried by the priest, have the stones on, which is a whole different thing which I will still teach on. And when the Urim and Thummim was taken out, one of the stones would light up and the light would actually shine from the Urim and Thummim, reflecting on the ephod and reflecting on certain letters and stones, and the voice of God would be interpreted and put into the linguistic as to what God is saying. And it was only the priests that were allowed to do that. And we see even David saying, bring me the ephod, for if there's no priest, I will call upon the Lord. Which is crazy because it tells you that David was taught in the ability to call upon the Lord with the ephod. The ephod wasn't just something easy. It was very technical in its ability, in its time of the day. Very, very technical.
Sorry, I think you gave the wrong verse reference. It's 1 John 2 verse 27.
Oh, sorry, 1 John 2 verse 27. Not 7. 1 John 2 verse 27. Sorry guys, the scripture I read was 1 John 2 verse 27. Apologies about that. Super chat, thank you so much. I'm Jessica, appreciate it. Appreciate it. So let me carry on. So we see how the inner anointing, the inner witness is tied back to the Urim and the Thummim, which was placed by the solar plexus of the spirit of the man, which is the womb of your spirit, the matrix of your spirit, which is right underneath your heart. So it's the third brain. It is the place. It is the spirit soul. It is the soul, the body, the flesh, the soul, the spirit, out of your belly, out of your womb, out of your matrix, out of your solar plexus will flow rivers of living water. So that is where the Urim and the Thummim was placed, behind the ephod, which is also where the inner witness is located, which is the inner anointing. Romans 8 verse 16 says this: it is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It is the Spirit of God bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So our spirit is the Urim and Thummim. The Urim and Thummim today is our spirit. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit. Like the Urim and Thummim, our spirit lights up. And it gives us directives, it gives us guidance, it lights up in a certain way for us to follow. So do not, you must never be led by prophecy, you must never be led by visions and dreams. We are led by the Spirit of God, lighting up the spirit of man, which is the Urim and Thummim, in terms of what direction to take. Thank you, Apostle Emmett, for the super chat, really appreciate you, may God bless you. And yes, Urim and Thummim, Exodus 28 verse 30. So Romans 8 verse 16 says, now we have the Spirit Himself that's bearing witness, the inner witness with our spirit, that we are children of God. So your spirit is the Urim and Thummim. I want us to look into five various ways that the inward witness will speak to you through an intuition of your spirit. And we're going to look at five Greek words. The first one I want us to look into is what we call stenazo. In fact, before I get into the Greek words, I want us to use the analogy of a green light, red light, orange light. So you have a green light, orange light, red light in our spirit. So I'm going to use the Greek words to equate it to the green light, orange light, red light scenario in your spirit. So what tonight is about is how to hear, discern the intuition of God in your spirit, where the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, relative to a decision that you have to make, whether it is the, in relation to the will of God. We're going to speak about the perfect will, the imperfect will, the perfect will, the permissible will, and the imperfect will of God, relative to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Red light, yellow light, green light. Red light, orange light, green light. Connected to Greek words on how Jesus moved, how Paul moved, how they listened to their spirit, how it is still working for you today. And a lot of people violate these feelings. They violate these sensations and they violate these intuitions and they move outside of the will of God. A lot of people want to go on the spectacular, which means they're waiting for a vision and the devil comes and talks to them in a dream, or their own flesh answers themselves in their dream and they think it is God and it is not God. So people are very easy to slap the name of God onto God said. So a lot of people want to slap on God said this, God said that, God said this. No, 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 no. You have to be taught on how to learn, how to feel the sensation, or how to feel and understand the intuition. Can somebody dream incorrectly about someone being in sin when you know they aren't? Of course. Look, 90% of the times your dreams is not about others. 90% of the time your people don't dream about others. You dream about yourself. If there's another person involved, it's regarding yourself, and the focus point would usually be yourself. I have people that dreamt that I sleep with them. That's their own lust in their own hearts. That's their own lust in their own hearts. So let's get into the first intuition. Into the first intuition. The first intuition. It's the Greek word, it's the Greek word stenazo. Stenazo. I'm not going to spell it out here tonight or anything like that, guys. You can just grab what I'm writing the way you want. Stenazo. Mark chapter number 7 verse 34 says this. Listen to this. It says, and looking up to heaven, Jesus sighed and said to him, Epaphata, that is to be opened, the scripture says. So we see him looking up to heaven and he went like this. And then he said, Epaphata, which means open the heavens. So there's a sigh that comes from Jesus' life as he prayed for this person, that there was a sensation that he received in his spirit man. Now this is, I'm starting off with the negative. I'm starting off with the negative, okay? And I'll explain right now. Let's read another verse just to solidify the point I'm trying to make. In Mark chapter number 8 verse 11. Mark chapter number 8 verse 11. It says, the Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation. The word sighed here also, so both in the two verses which I used, the word sighed in the Greek is what we call stenazo. It has been translated also in some translation as a deep groaning, a groaning in your spirit. It is the same word in Romans 8 verse 27 when it says, and not only the creation, but also we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait for the adoption of the sons, the redemption of our bodies. Same Greek word. It is a groaning that is deep inside, but this groaning is leaning towards a red light. I'm going to explain right now, not a green light. it is more of a negative sign than a positive. So I'm starting with the negative, and then we are ending off with the positive. We are starting with the negative, we are ending off with the positive. When it comes to the red light, orange light, green light, tonight I'm going to share with you two red lights, one orange light, two green lights. Remember that, two red lights, one orange light, two green lights. The two red lights is going to be one that is strong and one that is not so strong. The one orange light and two green lights, one that is strong and one that is not so strong. This will give you a practical application and a practical way of implementing on how to hear when God is speaking. And you can base it on scripture and you can use these feelings. Remember, don't only go on a feeling. Obviously, there's a lot of boundaries, a lot of checkpoints, if I can say it like that, checks that we have to tick off when it comes to if God is speaking or not. I'm speaking now of how a believer moves. Should I do this? And you're going to see how I explain it tonight. Whether your spirit identifies with it, your spirit will identify with it, but you'll be able to put it more into practical use coming up. So the word stenazo, where Jesus sighed, he had a groaning. It is what I call one of the red lights. But it is a lesser red light. A lesser red light. It is a lesser red light. So we can say that Jesus, he didn't sigh, but he groaned within himself. The Bible says when the miracle that Jesus did, I think it is in Mark 7, when he put his fingers in the ears of the person and he spat on his tongue. That was when he looked up to heaven and he sighed. He groaned. It is the softer red light. It is a spiritual sense. So then there's a second red light, and I'm going to touch on stenazo just now a little bit more. But then there's a second red light, and this is a second Greek word. This is a big Greek word. You can just write it down how you think you're going to spell it. It's embryomaia. 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 I usually just by saying it short, I just say embryomaia. Embryomaia. So embryomaia is the second red light in your spirit, but this is a more of a stern red light. It is a very strict warning. Let's get into a scripture. Matthew chapter number 9, verse 30. So this is what I call the second shade of the red light. Embryomaia, there, Keegan got it right, correct, with the spelling. It's there in YouTube, embryomaia. And we got about close to 1,000 people on right now, guys, that is watching. And embryomaia, Matthew 9 verse 30 says, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. But I want you to see this. Jesus sternly warned them. Jesus sternly warned them. The word sternly warned is embryomaia in the Greek. And it is also translated a groaning, but it is not actually so accurate to translate it as a groaning, because this is a stern, it is actually more supposed to be translated as a stern rebuking. In John 11 verse 33, we see here it says that, therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he groaned in his spirit and he was troubled. But the word groaned is not the right word. It's supposed to be a stern rebuke, meaning Jesus wanted to rebuke them. And he was troubled in his spirit. Now, these are things that God uses to protect you from going outside of his will. I'm going to get into this. That's why I want you to stay connected. These are things that God uses to protect us from going outside of his will. So this is not the word stenazo. This is embryomyo. There are two different. So the first one was stenazo. The other one is embryomyo. If I want to say it like this, stenazo is a groaning, but embryomyo is a authoritative groaning. It is a rebukative groaning. It's a rebuking groaning. So, when Jesus would have this intuition of embryomyo, he would, usually there was a negative instruction or rebuke that would come his way. That is why I say embryomyo is usually falls within the category of a stronger red light. It is a stronger sensation and it is a complete no. Let me explain to you. To put this in layman's terms, when you have a stenazo, it is the Spirit of God bearing witness with your spirit, with the Urim and Thummim inside of you, which is now the inner witness. And you get a groaning and you get a slight warning. This is God is saying, listen, I want you to be careful. Don't go that way. It's just a careful, it's like a slight warning. It is a gently nudging, saying that if you do stenazo, it is possible that if you don't listen to my warning and my feeling and my intuition in you, you might move over from the perfect will into the permissive will. You might move from my perfect will to my permissible will for your life. Many believers are in God's permissible will because they listened, they did not listen to the stenazo of His Spirit. A lot of believers are in the permissible will because they haven't listened to the stenazo of His Spirit. So stenazo is a slight, like, I'm just agreeing. You know, it's like you want to go buy a car, but you just, or you want to go with somebody or a business meeting or whatever type of relational meeting or ministerial meeting or something, and you just feel this, like a no. Don't go. But it's not something that's going to destroy you. It's not something that is going to be like kill you. You're not going to get into a car accident on the way. There's just a slight no. There's a slight no. Stenazo. So stenazo is the sensation and the intuition of wrong timing and wrong motives. So usually, the Lord would come and speak a stenazo to your spirit if there is wrong timing or wrong motives. For example, you want to start a business. You are called to business. The Lord is saying no, but it's not a rebuking. It's just that, look, this is not my will for you right now. It's a wrong timing and it's a wrong motive. Sometimes people want to leave a church, leave a ministry, move geographically, move away from fellowship or so. It's not going to kill them, but it's going to put them in the permissible will of God and not the perfect will of God. And the Lord comes with a stenazo, and people are not trained on how to receive, listen to, or discern a stenazo in them. I hope this is making sense so far. So stenazo is about wrong timing, wrong motive. Stenazo is what I call a grief. It's like a feeling of grief. It's like you just feel a grieving in the spirit. You know, Hebrews 13 verse 17. Hebrews 13 verse 17. And I'm just still on the red light. We're going to get to the orange light and the green light. Hebrews 13 verse 17 says, so obey those who rule over you and be submissive to them, for they watch over your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. That grief is, that's what the Holy Spirit, it's the same word, stenazo. So a lot of times when people get into a thing of my season is over, I'm going to go into my cave, or I'm going to go into a new season of hiding, or I'm going to go submit to another fellowship and so on. The motives and the timing can be wrong, and we're causing a stenazo to the Spirit of God. And God and the Holy Spirit would speak to us in a stenazo, a slight grieving. And if we are not sensitive, if pride is the factor in our lives, people become blinded by pride and they can no longer listen, discern, or perceive a stenazo or an ember mayo in their spirit. And then they get put in the permissible will. And when you're put in the permissible will, God still uses you, just not gloriously like He wanted to. And a lot of people want to run after being gloriously and spectacularly used by God. And they move into the permissible will because the motive is wrong. A lot of people think, I want to have, you know, everything that's glittered as gold. I want to have the travel ministry. I want to go into the nations of this world, go preach the gospel, all these things. But the motive is wrong. They want to do it to be seen. They want to do it for self-gratification, self-enrichment. Maybe they don't have a job. You see, a lot of people wondering, why is the door of ministry not opening for me? Because deep inside, they only want to do ministry because they might not have another job. Ministry will kill you. Ministry will require you to live a crucified life. Ministry will require you to live the crucified life, the message of the cross, to die to your own will, to die to yourself. And a lot of times people can even die to themselves out of pride, out of their own selfish motives. Do you know that people offered up their own bodies in 1 Corinthians 13 to be martyred out of a selfish motive? That's why the scripture says that even if you give your own body to be martyred, to be sacrificed, it's not love. Because people were literally going into martyrdom because it was the fashion of the day and they wanted to be seen. Think of that. So today people still want to go into ministry. They say, oh, I'm dying to myself. I'm this. All of it has a secret motive. The Lord is the one who sees on the heart. The Lord is the one who looks upon the heart. We can say we're dying, we're sacrificing, we're doing this. The Lord sees the heart. So why am I not promoted? My heart is not yet at a place, possibly, of being used by the Lord. My character is not right. Timing might not. When timing, when all these things, it means that God still has to work on our heart, our character. Because once that glory comes, it will kill us rather than being used for the glory of God. It will kill us. And I see so many people prematurely birthed, and the glory kills them. You know, even when it comes to public ministry, I was speaking to a dear, a great man of God, part of a great ministry in the UK. Incredible ministry. And we were just planning something and they extended a privilege for me to be invited to something really big. And obviously, I'm not allowed to say or have any privy yet to say of what it is part of. But you know, even with that, I have the fear of God on me. And I was a bit hesitant, nothing with them because of me. I don't want to be at a place where I am not ready to carry the glory or ready or prematurely come out. So with any invitation, you see, a lot of young ministers just want to jump to invitations, jump to these things. Where once you begin to become a little bit more seasoned in ministry, or you understand how the Lord works, you understand the liftings of God, you understand how He lifts men, how He anoints their words, how He puts oil upon people. You begin to be very hesitant and say, God, you know, is this, opportunity for me, meaning is it my right timing or not? And when you begin to think like that, it is now no longer about yourself. So now these days when I say yes for an invite, I do it only because I feel the peace of God. I don't have a stenazo in my spirit. And I have a full peace going ahead. These numbers are freezing a bit here on my side. So what it does is it'll stay on one number like for long, and then it changes like completely way out of range, and then it stays there again. So right now it's on 446, staying there, not moving once. So, and then it jumps and it changes. I think it is restream, you know. But it can't be accurate. It doesn't move one, and now it will jump like a big number and just stick to, unless if YouTube and Facebook is like lagging on that, you know, like have a bit of glitches, because there's no way that it can stay that long on a solid number. There's no way. So stenazo. Stenazo, guys. So stenazo is a grief. It is the lighter red light. It has to do with the permissible will of God. So what I'm saying, sorry, about the invites, let me get back to that, is that you never want to be prematurely birthed. Rather stay in the secret place. And right now, you know, I might say yes to 3 or 4 international conferences. If the Lord wills to grant me that opportunity, which He has, and I'll say yes to them, and that is it. And that is what I feel. There's no stenazo on. I feel the peace of God. And otherwise, you move into the permissible will of God. A lot of, we have to be so careful for internet preachers that it's not just about the views and the likes, but about what God is saying. And again, that there is no stenazo. A stenazo is like if you sign a business contract or so on God, and there's just a sudden feeling of grief. Do you see that numbers are freezing? There's just a sudden feeling of grief. It's not a rebuke. It is just God is warning, saying, listen, if you, this is not my perfect will. I have some, you see, whenever stenazo comes in, it is because God has something better for you. This might look good. A stenazo might look good, but God has something better for you. Somebody wants to bless you with a car, and God is saying, say no, because I have something better for you. Les Cabre. Evangeline, good to see you. Thought of you guys last week. So, stenazo is the slight one. Embromio, is the rebukative, authoritative, strong disapproval of the Spirit. This is where, in Mark 1 verse 33, where the Bible says, and Jesus sternly warned him and sent him away at once. It is a stern rebuke in your spirit. This is like you're driving on the highway and there is such a strong rebuke in your spirit. Say, move left right now. And as you move left, you see an accident in the place where you were at. It is like if you don't respond to this one, death can be there. Or if death is not there, if you don't respond to this one, you'll be going not into the permissible will of God, but you'll go straight into the imperfect will of God for your life. You'll be out of God's will. And listen to me, a believer outside of God's will, there is nothing more frustrating than to be a believer filled with the Spirit that is outside of God's will. Everything will go wrong in your life. Everything will go wrong. Everything will go wrong. The permissible will, you'll just be delayed. But sometimes it is necessary to be in the permissible will for you to get into the perfect will. Sometimes the perfect will feels or looks like the permissible will. and it is there to test people. Sometimes the permissible will comes, or the perfect will comes presented as the permissible will, to trick you, to test you, to see what is the motive of your heart. Let me give an example. Leah and Rachel. Leah was God's perfect will for Jacob, masked in the permissible will. He had to go through Leah to get to Rachel. But if he was unspiritual, full of pride, thinking of himself only and wanted promotion, he would have said, oh no, I'm the permissible will. God is greater for me. Let me leave my Leah and go to my Rachel. That is a whole message I can preach. On Leah, Rachel, permissible, perfect will. The perfect will hiding as the permissible will. And people jump ship because they think they're not in the perfect will. Things are not moving fast enough. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, for me, I had to serve a man of God. I had to serve in a ministry where maybe I don't think I was appreciated for 10 years, more, longer, even before that I was serving in another ministry. Never noticed. After that ministry picks up, you noticed a little bit. And then glory comes too soon. Fame comes too soon. Popularity comes too soon. Pulpits comes too soon. I'm speaking of like a few years ago. And then your character is not yet shaped to carry that influence. And then you get knocked down. But then you thank God for being knocked down. And then you thank God and you go into the secret place, obfuscation. And so you have seasons and people must learn to ride the waves of God. So if you feel that something like Marilyn McKenzie says, I definitely wasn't ready then. So sometimes you might feel something opened up and it hit you down. It just means that God gave you a glimpse of what he has for you. Thank you, Per Ernst, and appreciate you. Appreciate the gift you sent to our ministry. Really appreciate you. May God bless you. Keep following us. What time is it for us? 10:15 in the evening. 10:15 in the evening. So let's go on. So an Embra Manomai is a stern rebuke. It is like your spirit man or the Holy Spirit is scolding you. It's rebuking you. It's like you are a Christian saved and you with a girlfriend and not your wife, and the Holy Spirit is just like, before you're married, the Holy Spirit is like rebuking you, scolding you. It feels like you're going to die. Because if you marry this girl, it's going to mess up your whole life. You're going to move into the imperfect will of God. And guys, next week, Tuesday, Angelology, only for our partners, it is going to be amazing. Going into part two of Angelology, part one is available for our partners in the course section on the Mighty Networks app. So, Embramayamaya feels like your spirit scolding you. It's not a voice, but is a strong intuition and a sensation of a red light flashing. It's like somebody's flashing a red light. It's like an ambulance red light that is flashing. It's the red light of Embramayomayo. It's a warning light to protect you from the imperfect will. Stenazo, remember, Embramayomayo is the strong light. Stenazo is, on the other hand, is telling you just to be careful. It is like a slight red light, not an orange light, a slight red light. You must stop, meaning you can't go ahead, stop still. If you're going to carry on with this one, you're going to go into the permissive will of God. With the Embramayomayo, if you carry on with this one, you're going to go into the imperfect will of God. or the not will of God. What do you call it? You're out of the will of God. Now I want us to get to the orange light. Okay, so guys, that was the red light. Let's get to the orange light. Is what we call terrazzo. Remember, an orange light is not necessarily stop. It means warning. So when you drive past a construction site on a road, what do you see? Where they're working on roadworks, you see an orange light flashing. So it's saying danger is ahead. You can still carry on driving, but be aware, danger is ahead. Terrazzo. Terrazzo is an orange light. In John 11 verse 33. John 11 verse 33. It says, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with also weeping, he groaned in the spirit and he was troubled. So now I'm not taking the word groaning, I'm taking the word troubled. The word troubled is the word terrazzo. And it is a stirring. It is just a warning sign. A warning sign. I want to jump to another verse to explain it a little bit deeper or better. In John 13 verse 21. John 13 verse 21. It says, when Jesus had thus spoken, he was troubled, terrazzo, in his spirit. And testified, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. So he knew about Judas. Jesus became troubled. He found a terrazzo in his spirit, but he was still to carry on. What is a terrazzo? Terrazzo is saying you're going to be crucified, but you need to go ahead with it because it is the will of God. So a terrazzo is, listen, the path you're going on is dangerous, but you need to carry on. It's an orange light. It is a warning sign. It is to say, listen, danger is ahead. So for the next season of your life, the next 2 months, the month of March, or this, or the next season of your life, you're going to have dangers. Be careful of this one, be careful of that one. Be careful, be alert, but carry on. This is not a red light to say stop and change direction. It's not a stern red light to say stop immediately, you're going to go out of the will of God. It is an orange light to say carry on, but beware. So, we see this in John 12 verse 27 where Jesus said, now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No. For this purpose I have come into this hour. So Jesus became terrazzo. He became troubled, but he said, this is my purpose. I must go ahead. It's like, for example, with me, let me give you an example. Everybody says, Leon, stop prophesying. The Lord is saying, do not stop prophesying. I've put you into this office. I've put you into this place. I've established you here. It is not going to be easy the next 10 years for you. You're not going to be accepted. Especially in the nation of South Africa, you're not going to be accepted. That's why I might be accepted internationally. You're not going to be accepted in this nation. But it's an orange light, so beware. But you have to go forward. Even though my soul is terrazzoed, my soul is troubled. But this is your purpose. I have to go on with it. Not in rebellion. I'm not rebelling. I'm submissive. I'm humble. Teachable. So it's an orange warning light. So remember, stenazo is a light, red light, a soft red light. It means you have a problem. There's a warning in the timing and motive. It's moving you into the permissible will. Embromio-mio is a strong conviction, a scolding, a rebuke, saying this is not God's will. You're getting outside of his will, going into his imperfect will. What is not the will of God? What is it? The perfect will, permissible will, acceptable will, permissible, and the perfect. So you have the perfect will. I'm not going to get into the acceptable. Acceptable is something totally different. But then you have the permissible will, and then you have the not the will of God, being completely out of the will of God. So Embromio-mio does that. Then terrazzo is the orange light saying, be very careful. I want us to get into the green lights. If I get into the green lights, terrazzo is like a early warning system. It's like an early warning system of some danger that is ahead. Let me know if you guys are enjoying this. Let's get over to the green lights. The green lights. The green lights of the intuition of your spirit. I want to say it again. Terrazzo warns you of danger all over the place. You're going into a danger zone, but you must go ahead. There's two things with the terrazzo. Terrazzo can cause you to stop, or it can cause you to go ahead. When we take the analogy of an orange light, remember, orange light means two things. It can mean tell you to stop, or it can tell you the danger is ahead. So I want us to look at it at two aspects of that, and we see that in Scripture. Sandy says it would be yellow light, not orange in US. Okay, what is it? In South Africa, it's orange, eh? Yeah. We have an orange light. Yeah. Okay, it's yellow light. Yellow light, orange light. Greetings from Ceres. Good to see you. Okay, let's get into the orange, the green light. Acts 17, verse 16. Acts 17, verse 16. Listen to this. Now, while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked. I want you to listen to this. Now, while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw the city was full of idols. So he argued in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons and in the marketplace that very day, those who chanced to be there. It says that Paul was provoked in his city, although there was many idols in his spirit, but he was provoked. This is the Greek word which we call paroxonomai. Paroxonomai. The word provoked means paroxonomai. It is a positive green light. It is like a stirring in your spirit. It is, Kenneth Hagin refers to this in his book, How to Be Led by the Spirit. It is a stirring thing. It stirs in you. It is inside, though I want to make this very clear. Peroxonomai is inside. It is just like you feel, Kenneth Hagin referred to it as a velvet sensation that would come on the inside of you. It's like a warm, little bit of a stirring spirit. It's a positive feeling inside of you. That is paroxonomai. Remember that this is a sensation and it is not a voice. It is an intuition and it is not a voice. It is just a sensation to say you can go ahead. So it is like you're making a decision, a business decision, a ministry decision, or whatever it might be, and you just have this a warm feeling inside of you. Remember, I said to you a warm feeling in the previous last week saying this is like a sensation, but to put a Greek word to it, paroxonomai. You're being provoked. It's like a little bit of an excitement. So there, Keegan spelled it on YouTube, paroxonomai. It is an excitement. Have you ever in the natural right now, like, you know, you're going to do something exciting, something you always wanted to go do, and you have that excitement in you. It's like in your, you can't sleep. It's like in you. You're excited. There's this joy that comes in you. Now take that and make it spiritual. Take that and make it spiritual. So you'll have this excitement in your spirit. Some people might say it is like a bubbling up. Some might say it is accompanied with a warm sensation. Some say it is a bubbling up. You need to be filled with the Spirit to have these sensations. Very important. Outside of the Spirit of God and outside of the Word of God and being rooted in the Word and outside of the Holy Spirit, this is going to bring deception to you. So this is the first shade, the first light of the green light. It's the softer green light, paroxenomai. It is just a leading from the inside to say to you to go ahead. It is the anointing within. It's a feeling inside. But then I want us to get to a last or the second green light. It's the last intuition that I'm going to get into of the Spirit of God. It is now the heavier green light. It is the more serious green light to say you need to immediately, like if you don't go ahead with this, you're going to get into trouble. If you don't go ahead with this, you're going to miss what God has for you. Let me read a verse here for you. Acts 18 verse 5 says, when Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Paul was compelled by the Spirit. Compelled. The word compelled is what we call the Greek suneko. Suneko. So the other green light, which is the harsh green light, is suneko, meaning you are compelled, you are forced. It's like a katalambano in the Greek that is taking place, something forcefully grabbing you. In fact, the word suneko means to be grabbed forcefully. I'll explain now the meaning of suneko. The difference between paroxenomai and suneko is that paroxenomai is an anointing within. Suneko is an anointing upon. It's like, let me give you an example. I'll be in a service and I can preach. And I feel like there is someone I have to prophesy over. But as I'm getting close to them, there's like this anointing upon me. And the more I ignore it, the more the Holy Spirit is scolding me. I'm grieving him the more and more. I'm not going towards this, which means that it is a sun echo that comes on me. And it makes me to move in the Spirit and I have to minister to them. Otherwise, I'll be grieving the Holy Spirit. But it is an outside feeling. It is a clothing. It is a mantle. It is an anointing upon that comes upon you and rests upon you. So the first green light is an inner light. It is a witness. The second green light is a sun echo. It comes upon you. It is the anointing upon. It is like a power upon you. It is like you must pray for that person now, or you must do this. You must do that. It is one of the greatest ways to be led. But this is very spontaneous. It comes by God. When this comes, you cannot ignore this one. So, in Acts 18, when it says that, let me just read it again. When it says that Paul was compelled by the Spirit, that Paul was compelled, he was soon echoed by the Spirit. Different translations would put that Spirit into, you know, the King James would use a small S, the New King James would use a capital S, which tells you that the translators are confused as to whether to put this, whether it is the Spirit of God or the human spirit. Doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter whether it's your spirit or the Holy Spirit. If it is your spirit, it's the Holy Spirit lighting up your spirit. But with a soon echo, it can be the Holy Spirit coming upon you. The word sun echo is divided up in two Greek words, sun and echo. Sun, which means together, and echo, which means to hold and grab tightly. So it means to grab tightly together. to grab tightly together. So does the Holy Spirit grabbing a hold of your spirit together tightly to say you must do this thing right now. With Sun Echo, it is very important to understand that there's an anointing upon it is like a loud sound. If you don't do it, you feel the grieving of the Holy Spirit. It goes stirring into your whole being upon you. And if you don't do it, you will literally quench the spirit and disobey God. So if I can say it like this, paroxonomai is gentle, sun echo is violent. The same way stenazo is gentle and embryomyomyo is violent. Paroxonomai is gentle and sun echo is violent. These are what we call the intuitions of the spirit, the intuitions, the sensations, the intuitions. Sorry about that. Let me just, the intuitions of the spirit. The more, in fact, let me read a verse here to you, which is very important to put this into context. Hebrews 5. I want you to see this. Hebrews 5 verse 14. Listen to this. Hebrews 5 verse 14. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You need to have your senses exercised. How do you get your senses exercised? By getting the word in as strong meat. Strong meat. You have meat and you have strong meat. You need revelatory word being preached to you. Strong meat being preached. You need to have the word as a foundation. Then your senses are being exercised. The senses of what? Your spirit man. On how your spirit man will respond to the promptings and the leading to the Holy Spirit. How the Holy Spirit can shine on your Urim and Thummim. Your inner witness. For you to make the right decision. I hope this makes sense for you guys. It's just prophetic teachings lately. Just going into the secrets of how God speaks. And what we're sharing is a little bit, is still basic. It is still just touching on some Greek and Hebrew. Maybe the next one will get a little bit deeper in. Thing is, you can't really go too deep on a public platform. But I want to say this, that there are realms and dimensions, graces, there are spiritual realities that God speaks with. There are realms, dimensions, graces that God lives and abides in. Not everybody is in the same reality. Your level of light will determine your reality. Your level of light will determine your reality. Really powerful, deep to deep. Amen. Sadly, I missed the teaching. Shanali, you can always go afterwards on our YouTube channel, or it should be on Facebook, but preferably on our YouTube channel, and you can go and rewatch it anytime.
wow, I've had all these intuitions, but never had the vocabulary of scripture knowledge. So good. Exactly. So now you can put scripture knowledge to these intuitions. Listen, guys, if you have been blessed by this teaching, if you have been blessed by tonight, I want you to sow your seed, give, become a partner, whatever it might be. But given to this ministry, if you're blessed by prophetic encounters, our prophetic broadcasting ministry, and Encounter Church goes into the Encounter Church, kind of like similar usage at this point of time. It works towards our global vision, but this specifically goes towards our broadcasting ministry. This specifically goes towards, and this prophetic encounter, not only the broadcast ministry, but it's also to bless the prophet. It also goes into the prophetic ministry. And then obviously Encounter Church is our church. If you feel led to give right now, I want to encourage you to give a seed, give something, don't dine and dash. If you're blessed, you can go to our website, leondeprier.com or encounterchurch.co.za. But for international, you can go to leondeprier.com. The website is right here. The Encounter Church website right here. All avenues of giving is there. You can use PayPal. You can use Donor Box. You can use Stripe. You can use Venmo. You can use Cash App. You can use, I don't know what we all have, Zapper, SnapScan. Credit card giving is on there. PayPal is on there. Give something. If this ministry has blessed you, if you receive something out of tonight, and you know, we are going to maybe next week. Maybe I think we should next week. If the Lord allows me, I think we're going to have a prophetic night, like a personal prophecy night. And we're going to be prophesying over people online. And this Sunday night is night of prophecy at the church. This Sunday night, personal prophecy. I'm going to be in Krugersdorp. We're going to be doing personal prophecy there. The week thereafter, obviously in Centurion, obviously Sunday morning, I'm both by Centurion and Krugersdorp, and we're getting into spiritual genetics, spiritual genes, and it's going to be powerful. Are you offering short courses on angiology? Only available for our partners. So angiology is, yes, we're busy currently. We've done part one. This Tuesday, we're coming on part two. And it's only available for those who partner with our ministry. And we have many other courses available for them as well. So our partners gets a wide variety of resources available for them. So if you're giving, guys, let me know on you if you have given. And we will only ask giving like this. And it'll only be on our website, you know, and it will be via these things. We'll never come into you in your inbox, not never scam or ask money for prophecy. And then once you've given, I want to pray for you. I have listened to this message again. I have to listen to this message again. Sown, seed given. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you. Such an awesome message. Powerful. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed it, if you're led to give. Thank you so much, Tash Nayerson, Swaddle Horse. I've never been that place where I felt the Spirit was compelling me. So in order to get to the place where the Holy Spirit compels you, get filled more and more and more with the Spirit of God. You'll come to the place of Sun Echo. Are you enjoying this message for you to give? Okay, awesome. Yes, awesome. Amen. Thank you so much. Is partnering different from tithing? Absolutely, Madeline. So Madeline, just to make it clear, so tithing and offering is for the church. Partnering is for the prophetic ministry. So tithe and offering goes to where you're getting fed as a local church. Tithe is 10%, offering is anything you want to give from there onward, anything extra, any seed or so. But then there's a partnership with the prophet, a partnership with the prophetic ministry. When you partner with a ministry, it's a very low amount. It goes from 300 rands to 10,000 rands, or in dollars, $25 to up different levels. Depending, people want to choose higher levels, there's some more resource available for them. But as they're feeling led in their hearts to give and to partner. Partnership puts you as a partner with the prophet. Paul spoke on partnership. He said, the Philippian church is partnering with me. In the gospel, they actually have a debit and a credit account open. It says in the Amplified, very powerful. How Paul explains that Jesus had partners, Elijah had partners, Elisha had partners, Samuel's believed to have had partners. Jesus himself had partners. So
You know, the partnership makes this ministry move forward beyond the four walls of the church. Partnership makes this ministry move forward beyond the four walls where we can go into broadcasting, we can go into the nations, and so on. So, yes, partnership is totally different than tithing, and you get we give very special treatment to our partners because we love our partners. We love our members of our church also. I love our members of our church. I'm praying for them. I'm starting home visits again in the next week or two. But partnership is something special, so it is going beyond that. I missed a teaching, Seed Sown. Amazing. You can watch it afterwards, Julius Dennis. Amazing teaching, Prophet. Thank you so much. Do you have a school for prophets where you teach how to fully operate in the office of prophets? We do have. Seth McKenzie, we do have. And it's going to open up again. When is the next one? In August. It's on our website, eh? It'll be in August for 3 days. It's going to be online, and then we're going to have one night. We need to move it a week before, just 1 week earlier, because that week I might be traveling. So we will have to move it a week earlier. I was just remembered to say that. So let me read your partnership is so worth it. Amy is saying, Seed Sown, thank you so much. Bless you. Australia's watching. Rico T, good to see you. Seed Sown, Julie. Longerman, thank you so much. Monthly giver, thank you, Prophet. Thank you so much, guys. Blessings. Thank you for would I get to do the angiology as long as I partner, right? Madeline McKenzie, absolutely. So, Madeline, when you sign up for partnership in your partner portal, you're going to already have a angelic series course. Am I right?
Yes.
But then, so you're going to have about 6 parts or something that we have done already on that one. The Angel Series, 6 parts that is right there available for you to download. But then I'm also currently busy with an updated, brand new Angelology course, which is on Mighty Networks. Now, if you do sign up as a partner, I want to say this, that you'll receive an email with all your avenues that you have to connect to. Please, it's very important, you know, especially Telegram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, and Mighty Network. But you'll have a partner portal on the website where you can log in. There'll be angelic course. But on Mighty Networks, you will have part one already of the new angelology course. And you'll be able to watch that. And then part two is this Tuesday coming. And guys, when you partner, I want to encourage you to partner with a heart to make the gospel advance. Also. Amen. Replying, well, to be part of it. Love you, Prophet Seed Sown. And I think next week we have to, we're going to come on for personal prophecy. I love the teaching all the way from Dalton. And I don't care who's going to say what, because we haven't prophesied for so long. What is the best way to get an urgent message to you, Prophet Victoria Susan? Victoria, I'm sure you are a partner. And please send me a message on there, on Mighty Networks. If you are, I'm sure you are a partner. You are a partner. Send me a message on Mighty Networks. I can't always promise a response. Guys, sometimes people would say an urgent, not saying you now, Victoria, but remember, guys, sometimes for somebody dreaming about a black cat is urgent. But for me, it might not be urgent. So I'm going to take long to respond on that. So just be sensitive, be understanding in that. If it is really urgent, obviously we will respond quite urgent, but it depends on the level of urgency. But I'm available on Mighty Networks. Big Nelly is saying August 28 to 31. So we're going to move that one 1 week earlier by Yekinelli. We're going to move that 1 week earlier. The new dates will be up soon. Do you have any teachings on any speaking in tongues? Yes. The speaking in tongues one is also on our Mighty Networks for partnership. We have a whole tongue series available. Also about 6 parts, 7 parts. That's available for our partners on Mighty Networks app for our partners. How do we register? The guys are going to answer you on there. I'm definitely interested in the angelology teaching. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Guys, thank you for giving. Thank you for sowing. I want to pray for those who sowed right now. Thank you so much for giving into this ministry. We bless you. I really appreciate it. Man of God, I want to connect especially with my ministry as well. Man of God, Timothy Godson, try to reach out as much as possible with our avenues of contact points. We have our email addresses, everything on there. If you become a partner, you can get to us, Timothy. You can get to us. And thank you so much, Prophet Leon. Angelina's saying it's been mind-blowing. Seed Sown, thank you so much, Angelina. Appreciate you. Miss you, guys. Love you. Thank you so much. How can I connect with your ministry, man? I've got Timothy Godson is saying. Okay, yeah. So, Timothy Godson, how can you connect? Somebody can maybe send them the avenues on how to connect on there. This is obviously the best way of connecting. Then partnership is the better way. But you can also send us an email and that will reach me. And this Sunday, and even in Krugersdorp time, 5 o'clock in Krugersdorp. And then obviously the morning 8 a.m. Centurion, 10 a.m. Krugersdorp. Ministry deserves more attention. I pray that the finances help. Thank you so much, Leah. I appreciate you. Bless you. And I'm just gently teaching tonight. I want to give a gift to Prophet Leon. Where must I give into when I'm in the UK? Should I give? Letitia Pierce, go to leondeprayer.com. Leondeprayer.com, the website, leondeprayer.com. You can choose any avenue of giving there, and you can write the reference, gift to Leon. You know? I'm not sure if all of them have references, but Zap and SnapScan doesn't, but the other ones should have. PayPal, you can give. There's credit card ways of giving. Make the reference, say gift to Leon or something like that, you know, the reference, and I'll see it. You can put your name even on if you want, Letitia Pierce, and I'll see it. And that comes to, so if you do leondeprayer.com, that comes to our prophetic ministry, which is also to bless the prophet. It'll get to me. I unfortunately don't receive stuff into my personal accounts unless if somebody really contacts us personally and we arrange it simply for tax purposes, guys. So unless if it's a really special gift or something, you know, outside of just a common seed. And I'm really saying that because there's taxes that's not fair in South Africa. Because they see ministers receiving a gift not as a gift. That's South Africa for you. They see it as an income. Which is, you know. So the best way is on leondeprayer.com. Thank you so much. I want to pray for everybody on here before we go. Thank you for this powerful teaching. Wish I could be there. Thank you for giving yourself, praying people for God. So I appreciate you, Letitia Pierce. Let me pray for those that are watching and those who have given, that Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every person, everyone that has given into this ministry, those who are watching, those who are part of this ministry, that are connected, may the blessing of God be upon their lives. May there be a prophetic anointing coming through these airwaves to them. May a prophetic anointing touch their lives, touch their houses, touch their finances, touch their ministries, their businesses, their families. I pray that the intuitions, the five intuitions of the Spirit, that you'll open it up to them, that you'll train their senses by the Word of God and by the strong meat, if Hebrews 5 verse 14, that the stenazo, the embrimio, the terrazo, the paroxymi, all these sensations, the sun echo, all these intuitions of the Spirit will come alive in their spirits. That their spirits will be coming and will be awakened, will be quickened by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray right now that there will be a quickening of their spirit in order to understand and interpret and feel and sense your impressions upon them. Lead them, guide them. May the covering, the grace, even of this ministry, rest upon their lives. I thank you for all your followers here. I thank you for everyone that is committed to this ministry and those who have given. May they be blessed more abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.